The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I want to tell you a story, and that's about a Japanese priest, Zen priest, from, I think he lived around the year 1800, give or take a few decades. And it's supposed to be a true story. I forget the priest's name. He's a famous monk, but I forget the name. And he lived in a village. And as can sometimes be the custom of teenagers, there was a teenage man and woman, boy and girl in the village who fell in love, and a little bit, maybe too much though, so she got pregnant. But this was a little bit of a problem. They weren't married, and somehow, so so when it became clear to the parents that she was pregnant, they were upset, and they asked her, well, who's the father? And she didn't want to implicate her boyfriend because she didn't know what kind of problems that would cause. So she said, it's the village priest. And so when the baby was born, the family took the baby to the village priest and said, this is yours. You're the father. And the village priest said, oh, is that so? And took the baby and took good care of it for some time. And then after, and now the people in the village apparently were quite upset by this priest. Maybe reasonably so if he'd actually impregnated her. But so he was ostracized and, you know, he didn't get much support but he just kind of continued his life and took care of the baby. And then after some months, the girl, the teenager, felt remorse and maybe missed the baby or something and felt remorse what should happen. So she went to her parents and said, you know, actually, it's not the priest. You know, it's the guy down the street, my friend. And so the parents went to the temple and said, well, we're so sorry. Our daughter lied. It's not, you're not really the father after all. And we're here to have the baby back. And the priest said, oh, is that so? And handed it back. And then everyone thought, oh, he's a saint. How wonderful he is. And he was, oh, is that so? So, you know, I don't know if, you know, this particular story, you know, it's supposed to be a true story. But the reason I wanted to tell it is this, his attitude of, is this so? He wasn't going to defend himself, or there was a false impression about him that had gone about. And for him, he didn't need to, he didn't feel motivated to get wrapped up around what people thought about him and what his reputation was in the village, and even to the point that he wasn't getting so much food because, you know, dependent on people coming and supporting the temple. And there's a certain, what kind of freedom, what kind of, what has to drop in a healthy way for someone to not get all wrapped up, oh, they're wrong, and they're, I'm now seeing the wrong way, my reputation's wrong, I'm misrepresented, but rather just, oh, is that so? If that's what you think, I'll take care of the baby. And just take care of the baby well, and then, is that so? Okay. Then have the baby back. And so what kind of freedom has to be there for someone to have that kind of easy way of just not being wrapped up around the drama of it all and accept that moment for what it is and do the right thing given what's happening rather than protesting or arguing or maybe making the situation a lot worse. What if he had said, no, that's not right? What kind of drama would that have created? And how would that have gotten, made it actually a whole thing worse for the whole village? Maybe it was the wisest thing, given the dynamics of the village life, to just, how is that so? And then it allowed maybe the teenager to live with her conscience, live with her mind, and work through something and find her way. That which he couldn't have if there was a fight, that he was fighting back and saying, this is wrong, and I'm being criticized inappropriately, and that this is not justice, and all these things. So, as you go through your life, when is it, are there times, maybe only a few times, are there times when it's appropriate, when you're misrepresented, to say, oh, is that so? Oh well. Well, if you think that, well, that's interesting. As opposed to making it worse by fighting back, by correcting the record, by, you know, entering into conflict about the situation. When might it be appropriate? Is that so? So then I'll offer a different story. This is from a similar kind of idea, but I don't think this is a true story, but it's said to come from China. There was an old grandfather who was the caregiver for his grandson. They lived together, and as the grandson came into teenage years, grandson went into the mountains, and they were quite poor, and they had they had a very sick old horse that they did things with. And but the son went up into the mountains, and there was a wild stallion that was running around, not owned by anyone, and it's a beautiful, great, strong horse, and he was able to bring it back. And the other villagers says, oh, you're so lucky, this is fantastic, you're so poor, but now you have this great stallion, and can do this great work for you, it's wonderful. And the grandfather said, we shall see. And so the son then decided to try to tame the horse, and so he started to, you know, tame it the way what wild horse, eventually got on the horse, and then the horse threw him off, and he broke his leg. But the teenager who did all the work on the farm, you know, the farmer depended on him to get everything done. How are they going to manage now in their poverty? And so the village said, oh, this is terrible. This is a tragedy for you. And the old man said, we'll have to see. Maybe so, maybe not. And it turned out that the king of the realm decided to go to war with the country next door. So it drafted all the young men into the army at this, you know, feudal fight against the kingdom. But the grandfather's son, his foot was broken, so he couldn't go to war. And people said, oh, this is terrible, he can't go to war, he can't join the great cause. And what did he say? We'll have to see. Maybe so, maybe not. And so it's another story about how, you know, not to come to conclusions or not to get wrapped up in this is how it is, but to kind of have it very spacious and kind of, we'll see, and is that so? And okay, let's see how this unfolds. And we can't predict the future so well, and we don't know how things are going to unfold. And what just seems really great in the moment, maybe it turns out that it's not so great. And what seemed in the moment initially to be horrible, maybe it has its benefits. And I've had lots of situations where things happened to me that seemed like they shouldn't have happened. And tragic things and painful things. But after I'd gone through them and looked back, I said, that was really important that I went through that. That was so good. I mean, I'm a better person because of that. And I don't wish that again, but I didn't know at the time how important this was. Is it tragedy or is it a blessing? You know, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. And so both these stories are stories of not latching on to fixed ideas. This is how it is. Certainty. And then in that certainty, reacting and responding. but kind of just, okay, let's see, let's make room here, let's see how it unfolds, let's see how it evolves. Maybe it's different than what I expect. And what I found in my life is that so often things will unfold in unexpected ways. And if I bring to the situation mindfulness, attention, care, kindness, concern for the others, these wonderful little ingredients that I still don't know how it's going to turn out, but more often than not, it turns out well, for the better. And maybe for no other reason is that those ingredients, mindfulness, care for the other person, kindness, has this wonderful alchemy of taking very difficult situations and composting them, turning them around in our hearts, in our minds, maybe in the world out there. So that at least for us, it becomes a transformative effect on us, that we find a different way of being than if we fight or if we have certainty and we insist this is how it has to be, or this is how, this is terrible because this is, you know, the end of the world and it shouldn't be this way. So, is that so? Or the opposite is, maybe it's not, maybe it is. We'll have to see. So as you go into these holiday times, maybe these little stories could be useful to keep close by.